Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. It's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, every loss is tough, but back-to-back walk-off losses to these Minnesota Twins, Tito, and you've had a couple of games like this now, too, where you get a big home run from a guy like Mike Napoli, and boy, a few minutes later, the wind is sucked right out of you.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple parts to that. One is you're thrilled that Napoli hits that ball to give us a chance, because we're going to win some of those games. Now, you always run the risk when you're on the road, tie game, you start getting in the ninth inning. You know, somebody makes a mistake and you go home. We know that. And it hurts. Seems like it hurts more because it's kind of raw because it just happens. Okay, but saying that, I'm still glad we fought back, got in, the, you know, tied it up. Because, like I said, we're going to win some of those games, even on the road. And I like the idea of guys continuing to play and things like that. We just, you know, it when you see teams celebrating on the field, it doesn't count against you anymore, but it hurts. And, you know, we've done the same thing against other teams. Just kind of, you know, to watch it isn't a real good feeling.
Well, and then you made a roster move. Cody Anderson, who has struggled this year, was sent to Columbus, and you've called up Kyle Crockett.
Yeah, but to further explain that, we talked to Cody last night, and what the plan is to just send him down for a start. You know, we have two off days coming up, one tomorrow, one Monday. Now, this is barring weather. He can take a start in AAA, work on some mechanical things that he and Mickey had talked about, have a start where it's not maybe under the microscope of the major leagues, and then come right back and fall in line. Now, the one thing we did tell him was, hey, if weather creeps into this, then you got to maybe rethink. But there's not a situation where we want to see how he throws. And, you know, I mean, we plan on having him come back. The idea then, we got Crockett here, who can really help our bullpen. Our guys, for being 3 weeks into the year, this last week, they've been up and in a lot. And we want to keep an eye on that. Crockett's been really throwing the ball well. To get a guy here when they feel good about themselves can be really helpful.
Yeah, what happened to him last year, Tito? Because, boy, when he was up his rookie year, he was tremendous.
You know, he came so fast because there wasn't a whole lot to do. I mean, he came out of college really polished, kind of flew through the system because of the way he handled himself. Nobody had a problem with him coming to the big leagues. And he didn't pitch a ton, but, you know, we kind of get him in situations to kind of get his feet wet, and he handled it really well. Last year in camp, they were trying to get him some movement on his fastball. He went to a two-seamer, and it just didn't work. Sometimes those things happen, and I know Mickey's talked about it a lot of times. It, you know, he felt terrible, and it seemed like it kind of got in the way, and it took him a while to get back to what he was. And I admire Mickey for even saying that, because sometimes things just don't work like the plan. The plan was good. It just didn't work. But the kid's kind of come back. He's a strong kid mentally, and he'll help us.
Also, Terry, a guy like Mike Napoli, I mean, he was really scuffling on this road trip. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of called third strikes. It looked like he was getting irritated with the home plate umpire each and every night. Are you sitting there last night going, you know what, I may need to give him a day off, and then the ninth inning comes and you go, well, forget about it.
Well, you know, I acknowledge what you were saying before. You know, you could tell he was getting frustrated with the strike zone, and sometimes that's part of, you know, how you're doing and maybe not seeing the ball as well as you want to. But I was telling him before the game, I said, you know what, Nap? I said, what's nice about the way you play in your game is you always have that home run sitting in your pocket. And I'll be darned, man, he crushed that ball. And that was probably not only that at-bat, but about the previous 12 all in one. But again, like, you know, his last couple hits have been those home runs. The one won the game for us. I mean, these are big home runs. So it's really nice that he has that ability. He's going to run through periods where he has a tough time. We knew that coming in. But if we don't stay with him, you miss out on the good. And he brings so much else to our team defensively, attitude, the way he plays the game, that I really want to keep him in there.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Twins on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.